One cold and bitter Thursday in Munich, Germany, eight great football stalwarts conceded victory. Eight men will never play again who met destruction there. The flowers of British football, the flowers of Manchester. Matt Busby's boys were flying home, returning from Belgrade. This great united family, all masters of their trade. The pilot of the aircraft, the skipper, Captain Thane. Three times he tried to take off, and twice turned back again. The third time down the runway, disaster followed close. There was slush upon that runway and the aircraft never rose. It ploughed into the marshy ground, it broke, it overturned. And eight of the team were killed when the blazing wreckage burned. Roger Byrne and Tommy Taylor, who were capped for England's side, and Ireland's Billy Whelan and England's Jeff Bent died. Mark Jones and Eddie Coleman and David Pegg also. They all lost their lives as it ploughed on through the snow. Big Duncan he went too with an injury to his brain. And Ireland's brave Jack Blanchflower will never play again. The great Matt Busby lay there, the father of this team. 3 long months were to pass before he walked again. The trainer, coach and secretary, and a member of the crew. And 8 great sporting journalists who with United flew. And one of them was Big Swifty, who we will ne'er forget, the finest English goalkeeper that ever graced the net. Aye, England's finest football team, its record truly great, its proud successors mock it by a cruel turn of fate. 8 men will never play again who met destruction there. The flowers of English football, the flowers of Manchester.